USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Highland Park, Illinois is preparing to start burying their dead with the first funeral for the victims of the 4th of July mass shooting set for Friday. Seven people were killed by a gunman who authorities say fired dozens of rounds from a rooftop during a holiday parade, injuring about two dozen. Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli sharing more details about the attack.
His motivation isn't necessarily clear. I don't want to go specifically into what he told investigators. However, he had some type of affinity towards the number 4 and 7, and inverse was 7-4.
Mississippi's pro-life trigger law went into effect today, which bans most abortions with exceptions for cases of rape or a woman's life being endangered by a pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Boris Johnson is set to resign as UK Prime Minister on Thursday. This comes amid scandals and multiple cabinet resignations. A new report is highlighting which states were able to recover from the coronavirus pandemic the quickest.
Reports show that red states, those that lean Republican, have recovered faster economically from the pandemic than Democratic-leaning blue ones, with workers and employers moving from the coast to the middle of the country and Florida. Since February 2020, the month before the pandemic began, the share of all U.S. jobs located in red states has grown by more than half a percentage point, according to an analysis of Labor Department data by the Brookings Institution think tank. Red states have added 341,000 jobs over that time, while blue states were still short 1.3 million jobs as of May.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio Midwest Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
President Joe Biden is set to lift tariffs imposed under the Trump administration back in 2018. The tariffs were originally put in place to protect American intellectual property. According to Far East expert Gordon Chang, they have not helped with that, and nor will they help with easing inflation in the United States.
Removal of tariffs isn't going to affect inflation in the U.S. because sellers don't drop their prices when their costs go down. They only drop their prices when demand for their products goes down. So Biden would not be accomplishing what he's been talking about in public, which is easing inflation.
Teammates and fans held a rally at the home court of the Phoenix Mercury Wednesday night to call on Russia to release WNBA star Brittany Griner from a Moscow jail. Former league player Imani McGee Stafford made a plea for Griner's freedom.
She's not a political pawn. She's not a martyr. She is not a figurehead. She is a real person who deserves so much more. Her story is our story. Her safety is our safety.
Griner is accused of having 1 gram of marijuana in her luggage when she was arrested at a Moscow airport back in February. She's due in court Thursday. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.